You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Town of Menominee and Landmark Conservancy are looking for community members to help clean up Devil's Punch Bowl in honor of Earth Week. The organization will be organizing the concrete disposal through Thursday. The concrete was originally discovered in the creek following heavy rains a few years ago, and last fall, XL Energy broke the concrete into more manageable pieces and piled them near the creek. Landmark Conservancy is seeking volunteers to move those chunks of concrete from the creek to a front loader in the parking lot. Four Menominee residents were killed when a small plane crashed in Illinois on Saturday. According to the Illinois State Police, the crash occurred at around 10:15 on Saturday morning in Trilla. Authorities say the four Menominee residents were the only occupants of the small plane and were pronounced deceased at the scene when they arrived. The investigation is ongoing, but National Transportation Safety Board officials say that the single-engine plane had struck a set of power lines before crashing into a nearby field. After cold, rainy weather forced the Rice Lake Speedway to delay their planned season opener over the weekend, officials say they'll try again this week. The 73rd season of dirt track racing at the Speedway was set to get underway this past Saturday, but weather conditions didn't allow organization officials enough time to make the necessary track preparations during the week. All scheduled events were pushed to this week, so practice night ahead of Saturday's opener will be held on Wednesday or Thursday if the weather cooperates this time. As warmer weather makes way for road construction, transportation officials are reminding drivers that this week is National Work Zone Awareness Week. The theme for this year's Work Zone Awareness Week is Respect the Zone So We All Get Home. Municipalities across the state are reminding drivers to proceed carefully and eliminate potential distractions when traveling through highway work zones. Over the past 5 years, there have been over 10,000 crashes in Wisconsin work zones, resulting in 56 deaths and over 3,600 injuries. State Republicans are reproposing legislation that would make significant changes to unemployment benefits and guaranteed income programs in Wisconsin. The two bills passed the State Assembly Committee on Public Benefit Reform last week, setting them up for a full assembly vote this week. One would bar municipalities from handing out direct payments to residents through guaranteed income programs. The other would add a requirement that residents collecting unemployment insurance make direct contact with potential employers to remain eligible. Students in the universities of Wisconsin system will need to pay more for housing, food, and extra fees next year. Last week, the UW Board of Regents approved price increases for room and board in addition to other fees beginning next semester. Prices will increase by nearly 3% on average, with most students being on the hook for about $300 more and about $360 for UW-Madison students. Universities of Wisconsin officials are also not ruling out potential tuition increases amid an unsteady federal funding situation. A third candidate has entered the Democratic primary for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. On Friday, former Eau Claire City Councilmember Laura Benjamin announced her intent to run for the seat currently occupied by Congressman Derek Van Orden. In her announcement, Benjamin said she's running to preserve the rights of people in western Wisconsin. She joins Rebecca Cook, who won the Democratic primary for the 2024 election, and current Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge in the 2026 primary race. The Barron County Board of Supervisors has approved the sale of $4.8 million in general obligation corporate purpose bonds. The bonds were awarded to the Bank of Oklahoma, which won the competitive bidding process by offering an interest rate of 4.14%. County officials say the bond money will go towards projects like updating communications equipment at the Emergency Dispatch Center, infrastructure upgrades at the Justice Center, and new boilers at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire-Barron County campus. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says it has not received a response from the Department of Education after refusing to sign a request certifying that it is in compliance with the Trump administration's policies on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The agency had previously announced it would not be signing the certification request, arguing that the request lacked clarity and threatened local control of the state's public school system. If the DPI does not comply with the policies, Wisconsin's public schools could lose crucial federal funding. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reminding residents about Drug Takeback Day on Saturday. According to a press release, collection bins will be available throughout the state on Saturday for residents looking to dispose of their unwanted or unneeded medications. The sites will accept medications in various forms, including capsules, inhalers, vials, and creams. Medications for pets will also be accepted. A full list of Drug Takeback Day collection sites, as well as permanent collection sites, is available on the DHS website. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks face the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the best of 7 series tonight between the Bucks and the Pacers. The Bucks came home Saturday night to rest and regroup and hold practice before tonight's game in Indianapolis. Doc Rivers asked, did Damian Lillard look ready to play in practice yesterday?
Well, it's more them, the doctors, and him. You know, he's close. You know, he looks great to me. It's hard because, like, we did a little 5-minute scrimmage with him before practice and all that. So it is hard. I will say that.
Baseball. The Brewers losing last night to the Giants 5-2. That series continues tonight at Oracle Park in San Francisco. Packers getting ready for the NFL draft in Green Bay this weekend. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will they be trading away defensive back Jair Alexander this weekend?
Yeah, we'll work through that. I don't really have any updates on Jair. He's obviously on our roster right now. We'll see how the draft goes and then see where we are at that point.
That's Brian Gutekunst with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new champ at the box office this weekend. Leading the way for the holiday weekend was the new Ryan Coogler film, Sinners. The vampire flick starring Michael B. Jordan brought in $46 million to take first place on the big screen away from previous champ, the Minecraft movie. Sinners is a horror film that sees Michael B. Jordan playing twin brothers. The reviews were overwhelmingly favorable. The Minecraft movie has shown lots of staying power, though, as it pulled in $41 million in its third week, bringing its U.S. total to $344 million and its global take to $721 million. Angel Studios' The King of Kings is an animated telling of the story of Jesus that had an Easter weekend take of about $17 million and barely edged out Rami Malek's revenge thriller The Amateur, which pulled in just $200,000 less for fourth place. A24's Warfare rounds out the top five with a take of about $5 million, best war movie I've ever seen. Bruce Springsteen never liked the idea of allowing his band to be filmed backstage or in a documentary, but that's changed. Probably a good thing, too, as they are in the middle of filming a new documentary that cataloged his most recent tour called Road Diary, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. During a recent appearance on the Variety Awards Circuit podcast, Springsteen said he never liked to have the band shown backstage or featured because he thought it might demystify the E Street Band. He feels the exact opposite now as they are all getting older, saying these interactions and intimacies of their moments together should be shared. Springsteen also expressed his excitement for the new biopic inspired by his Nebraska album called Deliver Me From Nowhere. Deliver Me From Nowhere drops sometime this year, no word yet on the drop date for Road Diary. Hayden Christensen returns to the Star Wars franchise as Anakin Skywalker. He will join the cast of Ahsoka for season 2 and play himself as a teenager. The actor broke the news at a Star Wars event in Tokyo, Japan. Christensen first played the character in 2002 in Attack of the Clones and then in Revenge of the Sith. He appeared in 2 episodes of Ahsoka season 1. Season 2 is expected to drop in 2026 after the release of The Mandalorian and Grogu. The amount of inside Hollywood information spilled on the Happy Sad Confused podcast to host Josh Horowitz must be overwhelming at times. Emilio Estevez appeared recently and shared the story of his father, Martin Sheen's drunken meltdown on the set of Apocalypse Now, in which Sheen ran naked around the set while trying to be corralled by Estevez and his mother. Hard to imagine this kind of behavior from the Sheen patriarch. Sounds more like a Charlie Sheen kind of thing.
Mostly cloudy with a few showers this morning. Some gradual clearing this afternoon. Our high today in the low 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy. Will drop to around 40 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A late day shower or two possible with a high in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.